Following is a discourse between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Hayagriva Das, on a play about Lord Chaitanya, recorded April 5th and 6th, 1967, in San Francisco.
Yeah, so, the Bharat Week is going on, and Kirtan is going on. You can continue for 5 minutes, 10 minutes for Kirtan, and for description of the duty. That's all. That will finish.
Now, the other is a Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi means witness. Gopal, that picture, we have brought that big picture, that is Gopal only. Alone, standing Krishna and playing. You have seen that big picture?
The big picture.
Yes. That, mm-hmm. A deity like that should be situated in that temple. And his name is Sakshi Gopal. Mm-hmm. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya entered with his party and saw the Haratri in Gopal temple. Then the story of the Gopal, Sakshi, why he is known as Sakshi Gopal.
Saw Dorothy. Saw what? Dorothy saw. He entered and saw in the Sakshi temple and saw, what did he say?
Sakshi Gopal means witness Gopal.
Yes.
Witness. So how he became witness, that story was also narrated by Nityananda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That story is that in that village, two Brahmins, that's a very long story.
Now what does this have to do with this temple?
Huh?
What does this story have to do with the temple? Lord Chaitanya has entered this temple.
That's all. But how this temple was established, how Gopal was established, that history is in that story. The Sakshi Gopal means witness. This Gopal was situated in Vrindavan. But to give witness for his devotee, he came to Orissa, that place. That is the significance of this Gopal. You follow?
No.
No. This Gopal was situated at Vrindavan. Vrindavan means about more than 1,000 miles away from this where the temple is situated now. But he came 1,000 miles to give witness for his devotee. Since then, Gopal is situated there. So that story is narrated. So that story should be narrated, or what? How to do it? That is the significance of the temple. There was some family quarrel, and Gopal came to give witness, to decide judgment on that quarrel. So is it possible to describe?
I think from a dramatic point of view, that in your third act, you can't have too many narrations. It becomes very tedious. If you have a narration, someone telling the history of various temples, like in the first scene, now there's a story being told Lord Chaitanya by Yananda. Now, in the second scene, he visits another temple. And is there going to be another narration about how the temple was founded? I don't know. Do you think that'll be all right?
No. That will be all right in this way. That the narration should be shortly described in poetry.
It should be short.
And that will be chanted with kirtan.
Yeah.
In that way.
See, the first two acts, there was a lot of action. Now we're in the third act, and we have two scenes of description. Now they can be two short scenes of description. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
That'll be all right, I think. So what is the story, short little story?
Our story is there was two Brahmins, one young Brahmin, one old Brahmin, they went to Vrindavan to see Gopal. And the old Brahmin was so obliged to the young Brahmin, he promised to hand over his youngest daughter to the young Brahmin. But when he came back home, his eldest son objected. So he kept mum. Then when the young Brahmin reminded him that he promised before Gopal to hand over your daughter, now you are silent, what is this? So his eldest son said, well, if Gopal comes to give witness that my father promised before him, then my sister can be married with you. So he went back to Vrindavan and requested Gopal to come and be witness. So he came and the marriage ceremony was performed. This is his seventh son. And since then, Gopal did not. Gopal means statue. So in those days, there was no transport service. And when Gopal was present, everyone became trapped with one hand. Oh, that is the devotee. Then Gopal has come from Vrindavan to Orissa, more than 500 miles. So the king of that place constructed a very nice temple. And since then, that temple is known as Witness Gopal. Sakshi Gopal means witness. So this story can be shortly described and chanted with music, and scene of the temple will be seen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. Our real purpose will be the dancing and singing, a little description.
Yes. Now that, that all of this?
Yes. Then he visited
Jagannath
temple. And the Jagannath temple, you have to arrange, it is very crowded temple. So many people are visiting Jagannath temple. At the same time, Lord Chaitanya also entered, and he entered alone.
How old is he at this point? How old is he?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
At his age, at this
34
point.
Years. It is just a family, his sannyas. He took sannyas at the age of 24. So he's visiting after sannyas, he's going to Jagannath Puri. On the way, he visited this Kirtara Gopinath, Shakti Gopal, and ultimately he came to Jagannath temple. And the Jagannath temple was very crowded temple because it is always at least 500, 1000 devotees are always in the significance of Jagannath temple. So he entered. And as soon as he saw Jagannath, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and fell down unconscious. So all the people gathered, his young sannyasi had fallen down. So there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the learned scholar of Puri. He saw this young sannyasi is not ordinary. So he asked his men to carry him to his place. And that will be the scene. Then after his departure, he is always will come. They will search in the temple that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. Then one Gopinath Acharya, I think the character is there. Gopinath Acharya.
Is this the...
Yes, Gopinath Acharya, yes.
Is this the learned Brahmin?
Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were brothers.
Sarvabhauma. Oh, his name is here, yes.
and Bhopi.
You don't mention
Gopinath Acharya is also there.
Yeah, all right.
So
Prabhabhuna.
Just note down. First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the temple. As soon as he sees Jagannath, he becomes fainted and fell down unconscious. So all the visitors, they become astonished that here is a young sannyasi, and how is that he has fallen down. But Sarvam Bhattacharya has noted that he is a high-grade sannyasi, so he asks his men that you carry this body, unconscious body, to my place. So his men took away Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body unconscious, and Sarvam also exit. Then after their departure, his party entered the temple. Nityananda, Gadadhar, Murari, all these men entered. So, Gopinath Acharya was present there. He was known to Gadadhar, and Gadadhar inquired that, is there any sannyasi who came here? Gopinath Acharya said, yes, he has seen one sannyasi. He fell down in ecstasy, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has taken to his home. So he invited, all right, you come with me, I am taking you there. So all the parties were taken to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's place.
Friends of Chaitanya.
Yes.
What are their names again?
Their name is Nityananda, Gadadhar.
What's their name?
Gadadhar.
Oh, I see, yes.
Nityananda, Gadadhar.
And Murari.
And Murari. And Mukunda.
And Mukunda.
Yes. And Haridas.
And Haridas.
Yes.
What about Advaita?
No, Advaita and Srinivas, they were left in.
All right. They're not there.
Yes. So, all right. The next thing comes to the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's place.
Fourth scene.
Fourth scene, yes. Fourth Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya meets Sarvabhauma. So, now from Jagannath temple, the next scene is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. You follow?
Yes.
In that house, Lord Chaitanya was lying unconscious in ecstasy. The same unconsciousness he got from the temple. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was trying to treat him with some water so that he may come to consciousness. Now, when his other friends, Nityananda, Gadadhar, and others arrived there, they told Lord Chaitanya, he becomes unconscious while chanting, so he cannot be revived his consciousness by any other means. We have to chant. So in the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, that chanting and dancing began with all the members, and gradually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to consciousness. Then there was introduction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Gopinath Acharya and Gadadhar, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought that you become my guest, you all of you, and he gave them places. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only 24 years old, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was old man, about 60 years old. And so by acquaintance, it was disclosed that Sarvabhauma's father and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather were classmates. So Jagannath Mishra, in that sense, Jagannath Mishra means Chaitanya's father, was relative, brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he took him affectionately and told him, my dear boy, you have taken sannyas at a very early age. So you should be very careful to study Vedanta Sutra from me. Otherwise it will be very much difficult for you, young man. So he agreed. Yes, you are just like my father. So you will kindly give me instruction on Vedanta Sutra. So there was discussion of the Vedanta Sutra between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That discussion is hardly mentioned in the introduction of my Srimad Bhagavatam. You will see.
Is that the discussion between Sarvabhauma and Chaitanya regarding
regarding Vedanta Sutra.
That's in the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
All right. Then, there's no sense in going over that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. What is the outcome of this now? Final
the
outcome?
The outcome is that Sarvabhauma was impersonalist and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Vaishnava. Then by argument, logic and everything that is hardly described here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he became a great devotee. That is the outcome. And it was a great victory on the part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was known as the most stubborn scholar of logic of that time when he became a devotee.
Mm-hmm.
And by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becoming a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, practically he became victorious in his missionary activities, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a learned scholar in the assembly of the king of Orissa. So the king of Orissa also became a devotee, and many other scholars and big men.
Of Chaitanya's, they all became devotees. The king of Orissa?
Yes, he became great.
That might even be mentioned in this scene. I don't know if you can mention it here.
It is not mentioned.
No.
But
well, that's an outcome of this meeting, in any way.
When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was meeting the king inquired that, "I have heard that there is a big sannyasi has come here. What is the detail of the sannyasi? I have heard that you have also become a disciple." So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained, "Yes, he is not ordinary sannyasi. He is Krishna himself. So far as I studied." So Bhattacharya, he was authority, just landed man, and the king, when he heard that he is Krishna, he also became devotee. So all expenditure, all everything was supplied by the king and his officers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many people, all 400, 500 men were visiting him. So whoever would come and he would supply food and place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began his chanting of Hare Krishna in the Jagannath temple. The same scene is being performed here. Before the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya is dancing. When we performed the class, I remember that thing. Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing before Jagannath. Every evening, four parties, in each party, four mridanga and eight kartas. So one party this side, one party this side, one party back side, one party front side. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle would dance, and the four parties would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. That was going on every evening. So long he stayed at Jagannath.
That only happened as long as he stayed there, is that right?
Yes.
Just no longer, they no longer do this?
No, not in that way, but keep going, goes on in the temple.
Not to such an extent?
Sometimes to such an extent, but you are different personality. In his presence, that was different. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, I would say, deity, he is within the temple. that this is worship and Kirtan takes place, Bhagavad Path.
In Jagannath.
In Jagannath Puri. All
right. Now, is that all of the fourth scene? Anything else in the fourth
scene?
No,
nothing.
All right. Then that's the end of the third act.
It is the end of third act. We are.
And this is the fourth act.
Fourth act.
First scene.
Yes, fourth act, first scene.
Meets Ramananda Roy.
Yes. Hello, Pete. So, after converting Sarva Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for his South Indian tour. In South Indian tour, before meeting Ramananda Roy, he visited a very nice temple, which is called Vijay Nisinga. So shall you give that scene? That's a very nice temple. Huh?
Yeah, correct.
Then the first scene will be the visit of Vijay Nisinga temple.
Vijay
Nisinga God.
I'll get the spellings of these from you later.
I'm spelling Vijay Nrisingagarh. Vijay Nisingagarh temple. This is near modern Visakhapatnam CPR. There is a very great Indian CPR, Visakhapatnam. Formerly it was known Visakhapatnam. So there, near that 5 miles away from that station, there is that nice temple on the hill. So I think that the temple scenery, maybe there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting that temple. And after that temple, he came to the bank of river Godavari. Just like the river Ganges is very sacred river, similarly there are other four other rivers. Jamuna, Godavari, Krishna, Narmada, Ganga, Jamuna, Godavari, Narmada, and Krishna. These five rivers are considered very sacred. So he came to the bank of Godavari and he took his bath and was sitting in a nice place underneath the tree and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the meantime, he saw that a great procession was coming, and that should be the scenario of the in that procession, formerly the kings and governors used to take bath in the Ganges with their paraphernalia, band party and many Brahmins and all kinds of charitable things. In this way they used to come to take bath. So Lord Chaitanya saw that somebody is coming in that great procession, and he was told about Ramananda Roy, the governor of the Madras province. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested him that when you are going to South India, you must meet Ramananda Roy, a great devotee. So when he was sitting on the bank of the Kaveri and Ramananda Roy was coming in procession, he understood that he is Ramananda Roy, but because he was sannyasi, he did not address him. But Ramananda Roy, he was a great devotee and saw a nice sannyasi, young sannyasi was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna. Generally, the sannyasins, they do not chant Hare Krishna. They simply sound Om, not Hare Krishna.
What do you mean he wouldn't address him because he was sannyasi?
Sannyasin, the restriction is the sannyasi should not beg from palm-filling man or see them. That is the restriction. Woman and men of palm-filling pen.
But I thought Ramananda Roy was a devotee.
that he was devotee, but undoubtedly, but outwardly he was a governor.
Oh.
Outwardly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go in, but he understood that he is a nice sannyasi. He came down and offered his respect and sat down before him. And there was acquaintances, and Lord Chaitanya said that Bhattacharya has already informed me about you. You are a great devotee, so I have come to see you. And then he replied, well, what devotee? I am a counseling man, politician. But Bhattacharya is very kind to me that he has asked Your Holiness to see me. So if you have come, so kindly, kindly deliver me from this material maya. So there was appointment of time with Ramananda Rai, and both of them met again in the evening, and there was discussion about spiritual advancement of life. And Lord Chaitanya inquired from him, and Ramananda Rai replied. But that's a long story, how he questioned and how he replied.
Then Ramananda Rai?
Yes.
Well, is that important? That's the theme about the meeting.
The discussion, would you like to give?
Well, if it has to be rendered in the scene, it's important. You want me to render the discussion?
Really important is this theme that he met Ramananda Rai. Yeah. He came in procession, that was a nice scenery. These things are already complete. Now, so far the talks are concerned, the summary of the talk was...
No, just give me the brief summary.
In this scene, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became the student, not exactly student, he inquired, and Ramananda Rai answered. So, the importance of this scene is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not follow the formality, only the sannyasin should be the spiritual master. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can be spiritual master. And to show this example practically, although he was sannyasi and Brahmin, and Ramananda Rai was a Shudra and a Grihastha householder, still he became like a student and inquired Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai felt some hesitation that how can I take the position of a teacher to a sannyasi. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, no, don't hesitate. He stated that either one may be a sannyasi or may be a householder, or one may be a Brahmin or Shudra, it doesn't matter. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can take the place of teacher. So that was his gift. Because in Indian society, it is simply taken that the Brahmins and the sannyasis are the spiritual master. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, anyone can become spiritual master, provided he is conversant to the science. And the summary of the discussion was how to elevate oneself to the highest perfection of love of Godhead. And that love of Godhead was described, existed, super excellently in Radharani. So in the bhava, in the feature of Radharani, and Ramananda Rai, in the feature of Radharani's associates, Lalita, Sakhi, both of them embraced and began to dance in ecstasy. That will be the end of the scene. Both of them began to dance in ecstasy.
Ramananda Rai
and Chaitanya.
Alright. Now, second scene. Is that the end of the first?
Second scene.
Fourth act.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after finishing his South Indian tour, he came back to Jagannath Puri, his quarter, and after some days he started for Vrindavan. while he was in Vrindavan, he was embracing the tree as old friend, and the birds were sitting on his hand as if receiving an old friend, because he was Krishna. Mm. So after many years they have seen, and that scene, if you can describe how he is traveling in Vrindavan forest, then he took bath in the several bonds and ghats. Ghats means wearing flesh of Krishna's pastime. And everywhere he felt the ecstasy of Radharani, separation. In this way, he returned from Vrindavan, and when he came down to Prayag, a modern Allahabad, at that time, he met Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami.
Now, you say the trees were old friends, because he could remember that he was Krishna. Krishna used to play in these forests. He used to play in the forest. Yeah. Now, he met Rupa Goswami.
At Prayag.
At Prayag, yeah.
Flower. And,
what is his age? I just want to keep checking on this. His age now. Is he 20? Is 20 still?
No, no. He took sannyasa at 24.
24.
Say 25, 26.
Uh-huh. A couple of years later. Yeah. All right. Because time is an important factor. You have to keep track of the time in the play.
Yes. He too, after his sannyas, he toured all over India for 6 years. That means up to 30th year, he toured all over India.
Mm.
And from 30th year to 48 years, 18 years, he constantly remained at Jagannath Puri. He used to chant in temple and meet his visitors, especially during car festival. So many of Jagannath, from Bengal, about 400, 500 devotees would go and meet him, and they would remain there for 4 months, continually. July, August, September, October, 4 months. And then they would come back. In this way, for 18 years, he passed in Jagannath Puri. So Rupa Goswami, he met Rupa Goswami and taught him about the science of devotion for 10 days. That devotional service, he instructed that the living entities, they are roaming in 8,400,000 species of life. Fortunately, he, by the mercy of Krishna, and he gets one good spiritual master, then he learns about devotional service. So he taught him about the science of devotional service. That is the importance of meeting Rupa Goswami.
Now,
so here the scenery must be mentioned. It is on the bank of Ganges. There is a nice ghat. Just like you have been to Banaras? No. You have been Haridwar. Haridwar.
Yes.
You have seen many ghats.
Oh, yes.
Similarly, there are ghats in Banaras,
yes,
at Prayag and all, Vrindavan. That is the specific significance of Indian places of Hinduism.
Yes, they bathe there every day, I noticed.
Yes. So similarly, there is a ghat, which is called Dasashrama ghat, at Prayag. He instructed about the science of devotion and service.
Yeah.
So Rupa Goswami.
Now, how old is Rupa Goswami? Is he an old man?
He was old enough. He was not less than 50 years old.
I see. All right. Anything else in the second scene? Fourth act.
That is it. And when he's coming. And then he came back to Benares. And
who?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I thought he stayed in Jagan. Oh, he's not now.
No, from Jagan.
He left.
Jagannathpuri, he went to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
From Vrindavan, while coming down again,
yeah.
He first of all came to Prayag.
Yes.
He, there he taught Rupa Goswami.
Yes.
Then, when he still came down, he came to Banaras.
Yes, all right.
At Banaras, he remained for 2 months. More than 2 months, and for 2 months continually, he instructed Sanatana Goswami about devotional service. That instruction you will find in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I have written the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
Yes, in that you will find.
The third, this third scene, meet Sanatana Goswami, and that's in Banaras.
Yes.
And Sanatana is how old, Brahma?
Sanatana was older than Rupa Goswami. He was eldest. He was not less. About 65 or 70 years old. He was old man, 37 years old man.
Yes, and the instructions to Sanatana Goswami are in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
All right. Now,
similarly, the fourth thing, the teaching with Prakashananda Saraswati, that is also in there.
Who is this?
Prakashananda Saraswati was Benaras. He was a Mayavadi sannyasi, Sankar Sampradaya.
Mm.
So he used to, these things should be given that he, at Benaras he was also walking all over the streets and roads. Hare Krishna, and thousands men were following him. This news arrived to Prakashananda Saraswati, he was the chief sannyasi there. And some of the devotees told, a very nice sannyasi has come to Banaras. He's chanting Hare Krishna. So Prakashananda Saraswati duplicated, this is nonsense. A wise sannyasi should chant and dance. He should concentrate his mind in studying Vedanta. He's a fool. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is criticized. So one Maharashtrian Brahmin, he was devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that this incident gave us much pain, sir. And if you kindly meet the sannyasi and talk with him about Vedanta Sutra, that is a nice thing. In the meantime, one Brahmin came and invited Lord Chaitanya. That I have invited all the sannyasins of Benaras, but I know you do not meet this Mayavadi sannyasi, but still, I have come to invite you if you can accept my invitation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this opportunity of meeting Prakashananda Saraswati. He accepted his invitation. And there was a meeting and there was discussion of Vedanta Sutra with Prakashananda Saraswati, and he converted him to be a Vaishnava. That is another incident.
How old is this man?
Prakashananda Saraswati, he was also old man, not less than 60 years old.
Yeah. And what was his role again in the town? What was he?
He was a Mayavadi sannyasi. He accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle that he offered his respect to touch his feet, and he also joined. But there is no mention that he became officially a Vaishnava, but he accepted the prayer of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sarvam Bhattacharya officially became a Vaishnava. Then Lord Haridas meets
fifth scene. This is Haridas Thakur?
Haridas Thakur.
And who's that? And Haridas death?
Yes. Haridas was a very old man. He was Mahavidan.
He was the person that was thrown in the river.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he finally met his end here.
We are not meant for those. Of course, Haridas Thakur has a separate life, but that you are not going to show.
Yes, yeah. All right. This particular incident.
Particular incident is significant that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Brahmin and he was a sannyasi, but according to social custom, he should not touch even a Mohammedan. At this, Hridayat Thakur was a Mohammedan, and at his death, he took the body himself and danced, and he put him in the graveyard and distributed prasadam. And Hridayat Thakur had the, for 2-3 days he was feeling not well. Chaitanya, because he was Mohammedan, he did not enter the temple of Jagannath temple. Because the Hindus are very strict. He was devotee, he never mind why he should create some row. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his behavior, that he did not want to create any, because he has become devotee. Forcibly he was not going to the temple. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was daily coming and seeing. While going to take bath in the sea, he first of all see Hridayat. Hridayat, what was doing was, Hridayat is offering his bed. We sit and talk for some time, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to take his bath. In this way, one day when he came, he saw Hridayat not feeling very well. Hridayat, how is your health? Yes, sir, it is not very well. After all, his body. Then the third day, he saw that Hridayat is going to leave his body today. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Hridayat, what do you desire? Both of them could understand. Hridayat said that this is my last stage. He should kindly stand before me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood before him and left his body.
That
after his departure, the body was taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He and other devotees took him to the seaside and dug his graveyard. That graveyard is still in Jagannathpuri. Hridayat Thakur Samadhi, tomb. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance. That was a ceremony. Because in a Vaishnava ceremony, everything is with kirtan and dance. So that was the last ceremony of Hridayat Thakur.
You mentioned something about Chaitanya dancing with Haridas.
His body. Chaitanya is a dead body. Hridayat is a dead body.
Oh, with his dead body?
Yes. Yeah.
This was after his death.
After his death.
Chaitanya was...
Hridayat was alive, he was dancing. But after the death of Hridayat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself took the body and began to dance with Krishna. That means his funeral ceremony was conducted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He took the body to the seaside and the graveyard.
Oh, he conducted the
funeral ceremony.
With the kirtan.
Oh, kirtan. Kirtan is always there. And after burial, there was distribution of prasadam and kirtan. So here you have to show some talks with Hridayat. How feeling is.
All right, are there any other... Is there any other information about Haridas?
Life history of Haridas is that he was born in a Mohammedan family, somewhere or other. He became a devotee, he was chanting 300,000 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him acharya, the authority of chanting. Therefore, how we glorify him, Nama Acharya Hira Sakuti Jai. Because he was made the acharya, the authority of chanting Hare Krishna. And then when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Hridas Thakur desired that, my dear Lord, you are living in Navadvip, then what is the use of my life? Either you take me or let me die. The Hridas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, why shall you die? You come with me. So he took him to Jagannath Puri. At Jagannath Puri, because he considered himself born of Mohammedan family, he did not enter. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a place at Kashinath Mishra's house. And there he was chanting, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him his prasadam. In that way, he was passing his day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and see him daily. And one day, he died like this.
All right. That's the end of the fourth act.
Yes.
Now the fifth act.
Mm. And the fifth act.
First scene.
Yes. This is the, in the fifth act, the ecstasy. At night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become mad and separation of Krishna. He would dash his head on the floor. Sometimes he would write with his name. And sometimes he would go away, although the house was locked, he would go away. And sometimes he would be found among the cowshed of Jagannath Puri. Sometimes he would be seen in the seesaw. One day it was so calm that he fell in the ocean, and some fishermen passing on the net, and as soon as he was in the net, and the fishermen touched Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also began to dance, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And his brother, his fellow man, thought, oh, he got both haunted. So, in the meantime, his secretary, Damodar Saro, came to the shore, seashore, and he saw that the fisherman was dancing. Then he could understand that he must have some connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, why the fisherman is dancing and Hare Krishna? Then asked me, what has happened to you? He said, sir, I do not know. I am a fish catcher. Now, this morning I caught one big fish. And as soon as I caught, I am haunted. So I am dancing. So, what is that fish, big fish? Said he, sir. So he saw in the net Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he told him, yes, I'll chant some mantra. So the ghost will go on. So he made him some saw. All right, now your ghost is over. So he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, he told Sarvadhanandha, why you have brought me with this side? Oh, I was seeing Rasa dance of Krishna. I was enjoying it. In this way, he was always in ecstasy. And in the last days, in the same ecstasy, he entered Jagannath temple and in the Vatkanya. So he was carrying scenes and songs.
Now, an ecstasy here on the seashore. I don't understand. He met this fisherman.
No.
On the seashore?
At night, out of his own accord, he came to the seashore and fell on the sea.
Oh, he threw himself in the ocean.
In the ocean, Bay of Bengal. And the fisherman, they came to catch fish. Saying this is a fish, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body was in the net.
Oh, I see.
He already dropped himself.
He was unconscious.
Unconscious. He was rolling in the sea.
And so they brought him out, and they brought him out, and some of his friends went to find him.
Not only that, he said, okay, because he knew the Chaitanya must have gone somewhere. So while inquiring where his friend Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to the seashore, he saw that the fisherman was dancing. Then he could understand, he's dancing with Hare Krishna, that means he must have some connection with Chaitanya.
Oh.
Then when he inquired, he told him that I passed this morning a big feast, and since then I'm dancing, I do not know. I got mad, perhaps I have been caught by some ghost, so I do not know.
Yes.
So, Swarup Damodar, just to pacify him, yes, I'm just dying away too. And the ghost, don't worry. When is that feast? Let me see. Then when he saw that feast was caught in the net, and it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Now the second scene here, this is when Chaitanya on the seashore, this is when he would walk around saying, where is Krishna, is that right? Where is Krishna? He would...
Yes, he was seen on the seashore within the net, after being caught by the fisherman. And when he fell on the sea, that is not seen. You can make a scene, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, Hare Krishna, and will fall down. And they see. And then he was caught by the next
edifice. Now what is the second scene?
This is the second scene I've described. First scene and second.
The first scene also.
They are all first, second scene, they're all ecstatic.
Oh.
Yes.
Now the third scene.
And the third scene is similarly.
He must be around in his 40s now. He's
yes.
This is in his 40s.
These ecstasies were going on daily. From his age 38 to 48.
38 to 48. Every day.
Not 30 years, 30 years.
30?
30 to 40. 18 years.
18 years.
Sometimes he was chanting, sometimes he was falling, sometimes he was going there. That was his business. All 18 years.
Every day?
Every day. Especially at night. Simply. The whole program was, the whole day would see the visitors, and so many visitors are coming in the evening. They will chant and dance in the temple. And at night, instead of sleeping, he was doing all this, sometimes falling in the sea, sometimes here, sometimes there. That was it.
I see. Now, this third scene.
Third scene in the same way, one day, when he was 48 years old, mm-hmm. He entered the Jagannath temple.
And disappeared.
He's our friends outside. Waited and waited.
And they never knew what happened to him. They never found him.
Yes, they knew that he was Krishna. He had merged into the existence of Jagannath.
He left.
Yes.
Took off. All right. Now, no more. That's the end.
Now you write and I shall make some additional alteration when you write. This is the synopsis and framework. Now you can proceed.